bonjour, motherfuckers. Come on, bam, and you say goddamn. This is a dope jam. I'm broad. Here's the deal. I'm broader than Broadway. Yes, I'm broad. Listen up. Said I'm broad. Here we go. Said I'm broader than Broadway. And I'm, come on, let's touch it. And myself. And it feels so good. Your sauce will mix with ours and will make a good goulash, baby. Oh, yeah. What time is it? It's time for Get Wood with your pal. And your friend, and your lover, Jess Wood. What's up, everybody? Everybody, what is up? Hello, and welcome to yet another different time, and different space, and different energy, but the same Get Wood that you know and love. Hello, hello, you gorgeous things, you. Hello, hello, and welcome to another week in wood. Another week in wood? Is this a lumber show? No. Although, ooh, there's a lot of rhyming going on right now. But I just want to say, hey, first off, thank you to everyone who sent me their feedback from last week's show, Flooding in South Mouth, for all the people who followed up and checked on me while the flooding was happening in New York. And I just want to say thank you to everyone who sent me any kind of follow-ups or just checking up on me. That's all. Look it, I get like spitter spatter when people are not. What are you going to do? How are you going to feel when people are nice to you and they support you? How are you going to feel when your success blossoms and people want to gather around you and help you get to where you want to be? You can be able to handle it. You can be able to take it, feel it, love it, live it. Yes. Yes. The answer is yes. And I feel like we should all say yes. Yes to success. Yes to good things. Yes. Yes. Orgasmically. So, yes. Did I ever tell you I was the face of an orgasm? That was the credit on the acting role. I was called, my character was face of an orgasm. And I did have to do an orgasm on television. It was on television. What was it on? It was on a late night show. Perhaps the Colin Quinn. Remember Colin Quinn had his own show? It was on the Colin. I'm pretty sure it was on the Colin Quinn show. Anyway, I think Comedy Central, right? Anyway, yes. One of my many credits. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And speaking of orgasms and, you know, the poussoir, as my mother liked to call it. Jesse, oh, I like poussoir. You know, I did do a documentary a few years back where I asked people, well, mostly women, what they were raised calling the vagina. You know, because my mom called it a cunt, and it's a little harsh. And now I asked her, well, before she died, we did have the conversation again. And she said, poussoir. I think it's so French. So I thought that was really funny. But anyway, why are we on this subject, you ask? Because I am on antibiotics right now, friends. I am. Do I have the clap? No. Shall we clap it up that I don't have the clap? Thank you so much. Because you do know my history of the deox. And what kind of deox have been inside of me? Well, you know, some of them have been a little on the outs, you know, out there in the streets. I'm getting those street dicks. And as that boy said to me in the theater once, who recognized me from my comedy, hobo dick, he called me. Yeah, so I am on the antibiotics, not because of the clap, but thank you so much. I'm on the antibiotics because I have bacteria in my plasma, in my poussoir. Poussoir plasma. So I'm on an antibiotic to get rid of the bacterialized plasma. I know it's scientific, who is in the crowd. Now, I told you a couple weeks ago that I had gone to the gyno, and she was so fantastic. And she was like, nothing. It looks gorgeous down here. I love when they give you a full report as they're looking at it. Because, you know, if it was bad, they would just keep their mouths shut. I imagine they're not going to say anything great if it's not looking great. How's my south mouth looking? You know, she could use a little work, you know what I mean? Not like upkeep, never work as in the way it looks, but like, you know, if something's the matter. So nothing was the matter, but then this came up, and I don't know if it came up in my blood work or if it came up in my urines or in the pip, because I don't want to go get into the pip. If you're a lady and you're listening to this, there's a lot of ladies listen to this. Hello, ladies. Hey, ladies. I would like get funky. I would like to say preferring a mammogram. Yep. Preferring getting the cans crushed. That's for damn sure. Oh, did you enjoy the outfit today? Today, I'd like to call the outfit Alice in Wonderland. Late in life, Alice in Wonderland. Did you like that? That's what I'm calling this outfit today. So, yeah, I'm on these antibiotics. And I got to tell you, look it, I'm a very healthy besides the bacteria in my pussy plasma, I am so healthy. And so I don't do the antibiotics ever. And so now, and I'm supposed to take 2 a day. Let me tell you something, folks. Let me tell you something, friends. Let me tell you something, Fire Marshal Bill. I am only taking 1. I'm a fucking rebel, man. I'm a rebel, daddy. A loner. LP, we rest in peace, Paul Rubens. But really, so I'm a little off. I got like ill, like headache and weird and stomach, and you know, because it's a foreign substance in my body. You know what I'm talking about. Y'all are healthy out there. You understand what I'm saying here. Anyway, listen. Speaking of the post and speaking of activities, I want to just say. Now, this is very old news because it's like a week or two ago already. And that, you know, as we know, in this world, in this culture, we only have maybe 12 hours to report on something new because you don't even have a full 24 hours anymore because there's everybody's saying everything all the time. Look at us. Look at me. Look at us go. Look at me go. Ah! So I just want to just say this. There was a woman... a young black woman, beautiful influencer, exercise-y type, Shannon something rather. Listen, I haven't done the research at all. Is that horrible to not have done the research? But she, you know what I'm gonna, you know who she is when I tell you what the story was. She told a guy she was on with the Shade Room or one of those shows where she was getting interviewed and they were drinking. And the drinking shows, they always get people in trouble, you know, and alcohol is involved. Anyway, she said, and this, I don't think there was anything wrong with what she said, but she said that she had been with 35 men intimately, sexually. Fucked him, you know. So he, and then the man who was interviewing her was like, whoa, and like, you know, I'm gonna use the word basically because I feel like it works right here, but he shamed her right then and there, just right then and there. And then it became a news story. I mean, not the full news, but you know, a lot of my algorithm was, you know, clogged up with this, oh, 35 men, and he's can't believe it. And she says, what do you care? And I have good taste in men. You know, she never screwed me homeless dudes. I'm not that I should compare myself to everybody that comes through the news with their sexual prowess, but I just thought it was so stupid that he wants to shame her. Plus, she's in her 30s, and that means what, like 2, maybe 3 a year? And who cares? Hey, she could have 2, maybe 3 a night if she wanted. Like, what the fuck are we? Why are we still policing women and sex? Well, I know why. They just want to listen. I know. But I'm saying it just made me so incensed, and not wanting to burn an incense, but fucking incensed, because this young lady, admittedly, I've been with this many men, and then this guy wants to shame her and like cough his, you know, his drink, like, oh, so funny, I'm coughing out my drink. It's not funny that you're making all, now all girls are going to start to think, oh, I guess I shouldn't have, no, you should. You should have as many as you want. And just be safe. Be careful. Be kind to yourself. But don't be going by America and society's idea of what it means to be, like, whatever the good girl or whatever the fuck. He didn't even say, oh, you're not this. He just, like he was trying. And listen, I bet you this young lady can remember every name of every guy that she's been with. You know who cannot remember every name of every guy that she's been with? Your friend right here. If you're only listening on audio, I have my arm raised, hand raised. Listen, I've had gentlemen come up to me in real life, IRL, you bonjour, and say hello, and Jessica Wood, use my full government name on me, and me look at him like, who the fuck is this douchebag? And he's like, this douchebag has been inside of you like a douchebag, but you don't remember because, well, I used to get quite inebriated. You know, I don't drink anymore, so I don't feel, I'm not as, not as wildly loose as I was with the drink and the penises. Isn't that what the plural for penis is? It's penises. So, anyway, but stop shaming people for their fucking... stop shaming people. Remember I told you a couple weeks ago I had to talk to a girl who's my age and say, hey, stop talking shit about this young girl who's wearing like a sexy outfit. Oh, if I was her mother. You're not her mother. And shut the fuck up. And we're supposed to have a broader mind in our society now and not be shaming young people about what they're doing. Let young men paint their fucking nails. Let young women dress sexy. Stop making... Okay. Anyway, so I was really on this girl's side, so I wanted to talk to everybody about it. So you can, please, if you would like to, and I know a lot of you do, please write to me. Just throw me a DM and say, you know, I think that the girl was, that's a tame amount of people to have had sex with. Or you can say, oh my God, Jess, that's insane. That's too many people. Or how about... we leave it up to everybody how they're going to be in their body, with their body, about their bodies. You know? You know? And you know what I like to do with my body? Perform with it. What? And I don't mean sexually all the time. Not all the time, guys. I need to get on stage and I'm... And you know I love a microphone and anything phallic near my lips. No, I do love a microphone and I love being on stage. You know I do. And I've had some fantastic shows this week. The last show of mine here in Coney Island called Stories by the Seashore, which was a Stories by the Seashore. My lisp is often makes an appearance on that title. And it was beautiful, wonderful, and amazing as usual. And they asked me if I wanted to come back next season and do another installment of the show. So I may be doing that. That's very exciting. And then on Monday night, I did a reading series, like more like a salon, you know, like all the artists, they show up with their work that they've never read in front of anyone. And you read your stuff. And man, shit. I mean, it was scary. I do improvise a lot on stage, but I go in with the ideas up in a bullet point kind of way. Do you know what I mean? And here too, I have all these notes. I'm not just flying by the seat of my pants. No way. But reading something, and I read from my screenplay. It was scary, but it was great. It was great. And I got some great feedback and it was great. Then I did a show, a stand-up show at a meat market where I was surrounded by meat. And hello, speaking of, and I hanging meats, and it was very strange, but it was lovely, a lovely crowd. Everybody was very nice. And it was in the Chelsea Market, New York City, over on the West Side, which I didn't recognize a moment of it. That's where it used to be. It used to be so wild over there, like transvestite hookers and murders. Like my auntie's friend was over there jogging one time and got murdered right down there on the dock, you know. And I used to work at Hogs and Heifers. I don't know if anybody remembers that place. Woo wee. Yes, my bra was up on the antlers of the fucking thing. And you know how come I got fired? Yeah, I got fired. I don't have any shame. I've been fired from a million jobs. I got fired from that job because I wore sneakers with my leather pants one day because I was tired of having to get up on the bar and dance around and fucking pretend like it was all easy and good and shit. And I'm in big old motorcycle boots and leather pants. Like, let me just have a sneaker on. I'm going to be here for a long time. A lot of the girls would get so wasted. They would end up crying in the bathrooms. These poor babies. I mean, the girls that were working with me, I don't even mean like just the girls coming in. That was a whole different story. I mean, oh my goodness. If you want to get the most New York crazy shit was right at the like happy hour ending at Hogs and Heifers. Cause yeah, they had a happy hour, and the meat packing guys, cause there was for real meat packers down there. They'd come in with their bloody aprons on and they'd sit and they'd drink and they'd buy us drinks, you know, of course the bartenders. And then as the sun would set over the West Side Highway and the transvestites would go out and start yelling across the streets, the fucking yuppies would start to come, because, you know, they used to call them yuppies. It would come into Hogs and Heifers and be like, oh my God, shots of, you know, blowjob shots all around. And, you know, the blowjob shots, you can't use your hands, you know, ha ha. You know, office girls love that shit, old bridge and tunnel types. So the meat packers would be in there, these bridge and tunnel chicks would be in there, and then the Hasids would come in also, the Hasidic Jews, because they were mad about the fucking transvestite hookers. And I don't mean angry about them, I mean they loved them. And I don't mean that in a past tense. It's just love. It's a love machine. Not the love machine. And I don't work for nobody but me or you. I work for us. Hey. Shut up. It's Cheech from, it's Chong. No, it's Cheech because the Chong. Anyways, so yeah. Why was I talking about that? I don't even. Oh, because I did the show. Because I did the show at Chelsea Market. My boyfriend's outside. Because I did the show from Chelsea Market and I didn't recognize it because it used to be all of what I just described. And now when I walked down there the other night to go to do a show, it was like glass buildings and steel and all this bullshit. And I was like, I had like turned around three times. Like, no, there's the hospital, you know, cause the hospital's still there on 15th Street. I was walking down 15th Street. I just, oh, the city sometimes. And I know I sound like, oh yeah, old New Yorker. Yeah. Fuck you. Yeah. Old New York. When everything, there was some space in between stuff and it wasn't like, a, you know, overwhelming fucking glass. What if somebody shakes something up? Anyway, it was a great show. Had a great show. Thanks for hanging out. I was thinking about what I did because Halloween, you know, everybody starts to think about Halloween as soon as October starts up, right? So everyone, you know, what's your costume? What are you going to be? I mean, I started thinking about it, you know, last year. I know right now I look like I'm like a cater waiter on a Star Trek. Last year I did, I was dead, Anne Heche. Or I could just say I was Anne Heche. She had died. So I was Anne Heche. And let me tell you something, being a comedian and being able to get up on stage and say, like, days after someone perishes in a horrible thing, you know, God bless and all that, but that you can use it, that you can look so similar, that you can go on stage and say to an audience of people, hey, what's up, everybody? Oh, I know, you're looking at me like, hey, Anne Heche, still alive. Like, ooh. It was such a killer. It was such a good joke. Now, no pun intended, it was a killer. So it was great fun. So I thought, well, I'll just do it for Halloween. And then I did it for Halloween. Nobody understood what the fuck. I had to tell everybody, which isn't ever fun, you know, when you have to tell people. Unless it's really a great explanation. Like, did I ever tell you about some of my favorite costumes in New York? Well, New York Halloween parade, there's nothing like it with the originality. Like, this one girl was in all blue with a chicken hat on, you know, like the crown thing, and then a cord, like a telephone cord wrapped around her, and she was chicken cordon bleu. Shut the fuck up. That's amazing, right? Come on, I'm not alone in that one. And listen, when I told people I was Anne Heche, they got it. They laughed. We laughed together. They were like, oh, and I thought, it's never too soon. Because, you know, as Joan Rivers pointed out, the day after 9/11, windows on the world is now windows on the sidewalk. I mean, hilarious. All right, do you want some clean fun? You'd like some clean fun? Are you at all into the fucking football or the Taylor Swift or the Taylor Swift with the football or the football with the Taylor Swift? Like, can you even stand that this guy, and I wrote it down, the Travis Kelce and the Taylor Swift and the Swifty Kelces and the Kelce Swifties, like it's a whole situation. But it makes sense, right? Because America, we're just grasping for something that seems fun and sweet and nice. Like that's what I get from it. That's my take. Like, what's your take on this? You know, Howard Stern, who I do listen to a lot still, excuse me, he says he loves to look at them because he imagines them having sex, and him, the big old football player, and her, the cute little skinny, you know, and how, like, I don't know. That's not what comes to my mind. What comes to my mind is just merchandising, you know, like, really? I mean, really? And they've done it. I've never seen such a thing been done, but they've done it. And I think these are the things that are just, it's like, talk about cross promotion and like five people owning the whole world and all that stuff. It kind of just all blends together, right? That's what I see from this. You cannot have we've never had this. We've never seen this before, but you can't have something so big. Like, that's why Michael Jackson did a Pepsi commercial. Do you know what I mean? It's the same kind of thing. Does that make sense to you? You know what I'm saying? Anyway, they had a TikTok challenge when the girls went up to their boyfriends and they said, can you believe now everybody knows who Travis Kelce? Nobody knew who he was before. And the guys want to say, yeah, they did. Yeah, they did. We didn't. I barely knew who anything was. And I listened to Howard Stern, and one of his people that works for him is a huge Chiefs fan. So it's a weird fucking phenomena, and it's keeping us distracted from shit that's really going on. And I don't even know, like, I couldn't even tell you that there's a presidential race happening. I couldn't even tell you about what's going on with that, because I feel like that's in the background of, like, the singer and the football player and the Ozempic and everybody losing weight and the award shows and what are people wearing. Like, it's not, it's, they know. And Halloween's coming, and who are you going to be? And are you going to be a sexy, you know, everything? You could be a sexy everything. I'm going to be sexy COVID, you know? I'm going to go as sexy COVID this year. But anyway, on a lighter note, I went on the cyclone. That's right, the roller coaster over here in Coney Island. I got taken on the cyclone, and it was fantastic. I didn't get taken on it, like, no one sat next to me, but my friends paid for me to go on it with them. And let me tell you a something, babies. It was amazing. Like, if you're feeling blue, if you're feeling at all blue, I want you to go get on a roller coaster. Let me tell you how fun the roller, and it snaps a picture of you. So you see how much, you didn't imagine how much fun you had. You see how much fun you had. Nah! Like, I was in just living my best life ever. Just screaming, having the best time. Then there was the photo that caught all of us. And my one friend was here, and she was also like, I described her like a dog hanging its head out the window when it's windy. Hee, you know, just, she was so happy. And then over on the side, friend, just the top of their head. They were ducking for dear life. That's right. There was a ducker. We had a ducker among us. What are you going to do? You can't, everybody's not going to enjoy the same fucking thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody's not going to fucking enjoy the same fucking thing. But we had the choice of going on the bumper cars, bump your ass off, or going on the cyclone. Cyclone 1. I used to go on the cyclone all the time. when it was $5, and then they would say to you after the ride, they'd go, hey, you want to come on and give $2.50? You know what I mean? Like, they would, and then you could, yeah, when cash still made sense in life. Anyway, I took advantage of the last couple beach days. And let me tell you, this neighborhood, the Brighton Beach community, because all Russian people, they want to go to the beach because they grow up and they live in places you can't go really to the beach ever. So they go to the beach. So it's so packed and so great, and everyone is so happy to be there. And let me tell you, it is quiet. It is quiet as a mouse over there because everyone just sitting, they smoking, maybe having drink, but so nice, so quiet. And I can't wait until that day in November. I know it's going to be here where it gets really hot again and I'm able to go back to the beach for like a day in November. Okay, so the ideas for the Halloween stuff. Do you have any? I feel like I always like to be dead people. I always feel like it's really fun to be like a famous, you know, of someone who everyone knew, but they died, and then be them, and then be dead, like the zombie them. Remember the year that I went, I don't know if you knew me back a few years ago, but I was dating the guy called the Pirate in California, and after we had had sex one day, I said to him, hey man, I want to be somebody dead for Halloween, like a dead celebrity. Who do you think I should be? And he takes a long look at me up and down, naked, and he looks me in the face and he goes, Tom Petty. Because Tom Petty had just died. And so, Tom Petty. All right, I guess I look like Tom Petty. And then I said, sir, you just got a blowjob from Tom Petty. And so we had a good laugh. And then I was dead Tom Petty that year. And it was really fun. And I went as the rabbit, you know, from the Alice in Wonderland. See, I'm bookending it with the Alice in Wonderland thing. I do. I look like Alice in Wonderland, whatever happened to Baby Jane. Don't be mean. Don't be mean to yourself. That's what I do like to say that on the show. I do like to remind everyone because we have a tendency to, you know, I mean, especially being a comedic type, always snapping and bagging on yourself and in each other. So, but I'm really trying to come up with a couple of fun things to be for Halloween. So if you have any ideas, slide on into my DMs there. And I also wrote down, see, this is weird because I wrote down shh on a, I wrote down shh with a question mark. Okay. Well, I do also want to remind you that last year I donned my witch's hat, which is just a regular hat for me. And I walked down to the boardwalk and it was the only time all the Russian, Ukrainian, Eastern European folks in my neighborhood said hello to me. Not just hello, but like, hello! And waving from cars and honking from cars and hello, hello, I love it, beautiful, beautiful. Like, it was so intense that I came home and I looked up, is there a fairy tale of a Russian fairy tale where there's a witch character? And the only character that I could find was called Baba Yaga. And Baba Yaga is a witch. She's an old witch. And she has the legs of a chicken. And she live in little house, but legs are chicken legs. They stick out of house. Like, it's the most grotesque and freaky thing. But it was the only thing that matched up to what, you know, I'm wearing the hat and Baba Yaga has the hat. And that was the only thing that I could find. So I may do it again and just go on live and have you guys see it. Have it be a special IG only good time. Right? So I think what I am going to be this year is not anyone dead, but one that I've made up in my own head. And that is Breaking Bad Barbie. And Breaking Bad Barbie is what I call myself anyway on stage. and I do have an outfit that really does work, and I just would have to purchase goggles. And so I feel like, you know, the less you have to purchase on Halloween and the better the costume is that you have, the more people. So I think that's pretty good. And but if you have any ideas of dead people, because I am not opposed to dressing up different costumes. You know, sometimes there's parties on the weekend, and then you go to, maybe I'll be working on the real Halloween, and what do I wear to work? What could I wear? What could be functional? You know, there's all these things to take into consideration. It's Halloween. It's my shit, man. Do you like Halloween? Let me know. If you want, let me know. Yeah, if you want, let me know. Also, if you've looked at my face and thought, look at your face, it's glowing, it's soft looking, it looks like it's so smooth and depuffified, and you've done, what have you done? You've done wonders. Not only do you have a feather in your hair, but you've got a glow on your cheek. What's your secret, Jess? Well, let me tell you, I want to give a big shout out to my girl over at Funny Facial. That's right, at Funny Facial here on Instagram. And she is not only a hilarious comic, Nikki Davis Miller, but a wonderful esthetician, and she does the lymphatic drainage. But listen, she didn't even touch my face. Y'all, I did this on account of watching her. She was given the instructions, and I just followed it along. And this is the gorgeousness that you can come out with, I'm telling you right now. So please go and follow her. If you enjoyed this, share it with your friends, won't you? It's free. Love it if you tag me at Get Wood. And I'll see you next week. I think this is going to be the one. This is going to be the one, I promise, because I know I keep moving us around. But Friday, late afternoon in the East, because I have spots. I have parties. I have dates. So I have to attend to other things. So I can't just like be here talking to you guys the whole time. But I love you so much, and I can't miss you. I was going to stop doing this. Then I was like, I don't want to stop doing this. I'm going to stop. Why would I stop? You don't want to stop. Keep coming. Okay, love you. See you next time. And have a great week. And be nice to yourselves. And then you'll be nice to each other. And just be kind. Try to be calm, mindful, present, breathing. You know, all that good stuff, okay? Drink some water. Have a snack. And hopefully the next time I see you, I won't have any more plasma bacteria. Pussy plasma. Oh, why does that make me laugh? Because I'm a 12-year-old boy inside. All right, well, I love you guys so much for watching, for listening, for being here. Please share the show. It's for free. And don't you want your friends to have some laughs as well? I know I do. Thanks for hanging with me. I love you so much. I'll see you next time. Get Wood. My name's Jess. Love you.